VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military said Thursday armed fighter jets have been flying over Kabul to ensure security for the Afghanistan evacuation operation, but it added there has been no hostile interactions with the Taliban or any interference. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says jets had not conducted low-pass flights over the city, but rather had been engaged in, quote, overwatch. Army Major General William Taylor says multiple gates at Kabul International Airport are now open, and about 7,000 people have been evacuated so far. He says the military now has more than 5,200 troops at Kabul Airport to guard the evacuation. Kirby repeated what the U.S. has said earlier, that if the Taliban attack operations at the airport, it would be met with a forceful response from the American military. Just when fire officials thought a huge wildfire near the French Riviera might be slowing down, a new pocket of flame shot up, and just as a water-dumping helicopter finished dousing one hot spot, another ignited. Despite calmer winds and cooler weather, the fire that has forced thousands to flee and ravaged woodlands raged for a fourth day Thursday, defying some 1,200 firefighters struggling to bring it under control. The blaze has killed two people and injured 26. It's the latest among numerous large wildfires to have scorched the Mediterranean region this summer. A spokesman for the Regional Fire Service says it's one of the worst forest fires to hit southern France in centuries. Several thousand people have been forced to evacuate campgrounds, hotels, and homes across the region at the height of summer vacation in France. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency said on Thursday,